Blog Talk Radio.
The All About You show is brought to you in part by Vera Heart Coaching and Mindscape, the art of transformation.
Welcome to the All About You show. My name is Karen, and I am your host tonight. And tonight we're going to be talking with Laura Bagley, who is a health, fitness, wellness coach, and she has an MS in outdoor adventure leadership, a BA in education, and a BS in psychology, as well as being an ACE certified health coach and an ACE certified group fitness instructor. This amazing lady is the sixth woman to summit Mount Everest. She's also a published author of Summit and leads workshops in healthy lifestyle change and goal setting for all areas, but specifically health, fitness, and wellness. And you can visit her online at www.health-fitness-coaching.com. That's health-fitness-coaching.com. And to find out how she focuses on assisting people to reach their health, wellness, and fitness goals. And you can also, as I stated, has authored a book. It's called Summit, and you can find that at Amazon or any book retailer. And tonight's show is brought to you in part by VeraHeart.com. I think Lori might have gotten caught up in either A, some traffic, or B, some with a client. So I'm hoping she'll be calling us in momentarily, because I would love to talk with her about summiting up to Mount Everest. I think that is such an awesome goal, and the fact that she's the sixth woman in the world to do so is extremely impressive. She has also climbed Kilimanjaro, and which that in itself is also an amazing feat. So she has a unique blend of compassion and disciplined focus, which motivates change, lasting change for novices and people taking on all new challenges as serious athletes who are ready to take it to the next level. I also wanted to mention while we're waiting for Lori that I am very sorry with what happened yesterday in Roanoke, Virginia. And my prayers and thoughts go out to all of those who were affected, either A, personally by the tragedy, or B, who were watching it live on the air. That had to have been such a very scary thing. So hearts and prayers go on out to them, because that is a... tragic accident, or that happened yesterday. Actually, it wasn't an accident, but you know, just a horrific event yesterday live on television. And I think I have Lori with me right now. Lori, are you there?
Yay, I am, Karen.
Yay.
Thank you. Yes.
How are you?
I'm good. Yeah,
good.
Really good.
Good. Good. Yeah. I am so excited, truthfully, so excited to talk with you for many, many, many reasons. But I want to tell you first off that I am so, so impressed that you are the sixth woman to summit Everest.
Well, actually, Karen, that gets a little confusing. And I understand why. I'm actually the sixth U.S. woman to summit the North Col route.
Okay.
Yeah, and as far as women who have ever summited Mount Everest, I think I'm around the 20th from the United States,
that's
and overall
still a
about 100.
Very small, select group of women, right?
I know. If you compare it with the number of men, it's
right.
a tiny little number.
Yeah. Right. It is.
Yeah.
It is a tiny number. And congratulations.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much.
Now, how many times have you accomplished Mount Everest?
Well, I've attempted once, and I was graciously granted a summit my first try. So,
good for
and
you.
Once was enough.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, did I read somewhere you also did Mount Kilimanjaro?
Yes, I've guided on Mount Kilimanjaro. I've guided on Denali, which is also called McKinley.
Oh,
I've
yes.
guided on Aconcagua, Peak Lennon.
And where is that?
Peak Lennon is in Kyrgyzstan.
Okay.
It's a good trainer for Everest. Some people choose to do that to get ready for Everest. It's pretty high, almost 24.
Wow.
And I've done a bunch of mountains in the United States. Yeah, but those are kind of some of the bigger ones that I've done.
Right. Hugely impressive.
Yeah.
Very impressive.
Oh,
very impressive. Yeah. And you're such a tiny thing. I'm looking at the pictures on your website, and you are so tiny. And it's just like that, you know, that says an awful, awful lot, you know. And oh. what's really intriguing to me is that on top of doing those incredible feats, you are also a health and fitness coach, strong minds, strong individuals,
mm-hmm.
correct? And
strong bodies,
focused,
strong individuals, yep.
Right, yep. And your focus is to really help people reach their health, their wellness, and their fitness goals.
Exactly, yes.
Okay, and
Yeah,
go ahead, please share.
Well, my approach to health, fitness, and wellness is a holistic approach, and what I do with my coaching is a little bit like life coaching. I describe it that way because some people get confused and think I'm a personal trainer, and I'm absolutely not. I feel like my gift and my area of expertise is lifestyle change. So what I assist people in doing is changing the way they operate in regards to health, fitness, and wellness. And often we address other areas of their lives because, in reality, you can't really compartmentalize areas and think, well, I'm gonna become fit and I'm going to eat healthy and I'm going to have a wellness practice. Oh, but then there's the relationship part and the career part and the family part. We're not going to do anything about that. So it just
right.
seems like when we address one area of our lives and create change, it can also create change in other areas as well for the better. And so that's what I help people do is make that lifestyle change, lasting change, that hopefully carries with them after, well after any time they've spent with me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now,
yeah.
I have a question for you because I make lifestyle changes quite frequently in my house.
Uh-huh.
My family has to toe the line with me because, you know, I'm not making six different dinners or lunches or breakfast, whatever I'm making for myself. You know, you're eating
yeah.
it too. And as a mom, do you still have kids at home?
I do. I have a daughter. She's a senior in high school.
Okay. And
mm-hmm.
so when you make, say, dietary changes, are those something that
mm-hmm.
she goes along with? Or does she say, well, you know, I'm going to eat whatever it is that she, you know, wants to eat instead?
Great question. And this is really pertinent because you're right. When people make lifestyle change, if they don't address the family piece or
mm-hmm.
relationship piece or partner piece, unless you're living alone,
mm-hmm.
there can be some interesting sabotaging situations that arise. And what I have found to be most effective is because I just believe in a really lean, clean, healthy kind of a diet, that's the food I purchase, that's what's in the house, that's what I cook. And true, you know, with our kids and our partners, especially as kids get older, she can make other choices if she's willing to purchase her own food, if you will. But I don't prepare anything other than what I also am asking other people to eat. Because first of all, my body doesn't feel good when I eat in a way that I'm not used to. And secondly, I just feel like I have to be in alignment and in integrity with what I'm teaching.
Right.
And so my daughter will, she will sometimes complain about the the lack of junk food around here. And
right.
I just feel like someday she'll thank me.
Because I have that very same struggle. My husband is on board, you know, whatever I'm eating, whatever I'm going to make for myself, because I've gone to a clean diet and no processed foods, no any of that. And my my 11-year-old is, well, I want, you know, a chicken patty, or I want, you know, I don't want that. I don't like it.
Yeah.
You know, so it is a struggle to have everybody on the same playing field, just because one person truly wants to do, like for myself, I want to do what's good for me. And my husband sees the wisdom in that. And if it's good for me, it's good for him. But the 11-year-old is like, no, not having it.
Right. One thing too, though, Karen, I found is that initially with change, there can be that resistance, whether it's from our kids or partners or spouses. But often people will jump on board once they really experience how good it all feels. And I know that my daughter's been exposed to my particular eating style for quite a long time. But now, sometimes when I hear her talking to her friends, I can tell she kind of appreciates it in many ways. And if this new eating style that you're on, the path that you're on right now, I wouldn't be surprised if your son really starts to like it.
Right.
Because it's just natural for us.
While. Right. Exactly. Because you feel better. You know, you truly do. You feel better when you're eating better, and, you know, without all of the, you know, and I don't want to get on a tirade or anything, but all the, you know, when processed foods, and you really don't know what you're eating, you know, and that makes a huge difference in how your body metabolizes what it's eating, whether it's going to use it as fuel or store it as fat, because it doesn't know what else to do with it. So, you know, and I think somebody, especially an athlete like yourself, that is something that your body just gobbles up in no time, you know, and metabolizes the way that it's supposed to, you know, and my my youngest, he's now he loves sports, you know, and he is now in I don't know, nothing going on currently, so my husband has him working out for an hour every day.
Oh my god. just to burn that energy.
Yeah.
A very good thing.
Exactly. Cuz you know, there's no more pool in the summer. There's, you know, he can still ride his bike, but there's no football, no basketball, no anything else that he was involved with over the summer. So, you know, it's now, okay, well, we're not going to rest on your laurels of yesterday. It's, you know, an hour.
Yeah.
And he had to start out slowly, but he finally had worked his way up to an hour. It's amazing how much energy we have when we're doing something that feels like fun as opposed to something that feels like work.
Exactly. Yes. Yeah, and I have found that when I help people develop fitness programs for themselves, that's the focus. What's fun? What do you like? What will feel motivating and inspiring to you at least most of the time? And I also really am an advocate of helping people create a menu so that you're changing it up. You're not doing the same thing every day. Because even though you may really enjoy hiking, let's say, if you did it every day, it might not be so enjoyable after about a month. So
Right. That's
another thing that I have found is key, is helping people figure out, gosh, what is it that I love? How do I like to move my body? What would feel like play or something that I loved as a kid and just let that go, and maybe I'd like to get back to that. I have a client, she's just amazing. She's 75, and she decided that what she really wanted to do was ride a bike. She hadn't ridden a bike since she was like a teenager. And woman is now riding up a storm. It is the greatest thing. And she, of course, initially when we started working together, that would not have crossed her radar. But when we kept looking at fitness options and really what was fun for her and what she liked, and when we started kind of tracing back to, well, what did you do before? And it took a while, but finally she got to, yeah, you know, I used to ride a bike, and I think I want to do that again.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway,
Right. That's
just an example. Yeah.
Right. Well, you know, I have family that used to live in New York City, and they walk everywhere, right? A car is a nonsensical thing to own in Manhattan, you know?
Yeah.
And I think back to before I got my driver's license, you know, I used to ride my bike and walk absolutely everywhere, you know, and I can't even think of the last time that I've ridden a bike, in all honesty, so I'll have to add that to my fun and pleasures thing, you know, a little
Yay,
bit of new
good.
Things. Because it's, you know, it's like trying to find and be inspired by new ways for your body to move. And, you know, and then feeling good with your body moving, right?
Right, exactly.
Awesome. Yeah, that's incredible. Now, what? How long have you been doing this?
The health, fitness, wellness coaching?
Yes, ma'am.
I've been doing that 9 years.
Oh, congratulations.
And thank you. And I got certified a year and a half ago. So for years, there was no certification process for a health coach. And about 3 years ago, a couple of organizations created that, ACE being one of them, the American Council on Fitness, and they're one of fitness and exercise. They're one of the most reputable organizations in the country, which is where I got my certification. And now there's a few others that are known and very, very respected. So I'm glad that it's now being recognized in the health industry. Not in all states, but some states are starting to really embrace that whole concept around healthcare, that if we can be proactive and preventative, it's going to save everybody money. And so people like myself, I hope, as time goes on, are going to be part of a healthcare plan. And so instead of a doctor prescribing meds to somebody, he might prescribe some health coaching.
Oh, that would be
as a way
that. Would be incredible. I would love to see that. I would love to see that. I have to tell you, I was at my realtor's office today and to drop off some paperwork and stuff, and they have a big dry erase board. And they are, the office itself is encouraging their specific, you know, their group of people to get healthier in 2015. And that's the first time I've ever seen anything like that in any type of business. You know, a sign out there for everybody who walks into the office to see, you know, here's our pounds down and here's what we're doing to get healthy in 2015. Uh-huh. And I thought that was just brilliant.
Yeah. What an affirmation and a way to share with others that, hey, we take this seriously. In fact, we're willing to let people know we're on this path.
Right. Exactly. You know, because, let me see, for, and I don't know what the percentage is, and I'm hoping you do. It, you know, for I think it's for every, is it for every 5 pounds overweight, you are, you snore and then have possible sleep apnea issues. Weight and sleep apnea are tied together, and I can't remember how that is and however many pounds it is.
So I for don't somebody know the actual stats machine, either, but I know that that's true. Yeah.
Okay, so for somebody who's on a sleep apnea machine, it would be, you know, they would, doctors would be wise to counsel them to find somebody like you to help them, to coach them into one of these fitness programs so that they wouldn't have to have whatever that machine is called, that they have to have it.
Yeah.
You know, I would think, I'm waiting for that day. I truly am. I'm waiting for the day when doctors say, you know, your body knows what it needs, and let's, you know, before we try medicine, try this or try that. You know, that I think that
there's
would be
other
a great
areas
day.
Too. Yeah, I know that pre-diabetes is a very, very common ailment in our country these days, and people like myself can really help people so they don't ever need to go on medication. If they address some of the issues before they become more full-blown, there's all kinds of diseases and whatnot that if people started to take care of their bodies, they could reverse some of what what's happening and the path that they're on. And I know that's not for everything, but there's just a lot of things that
there is.
We do have control over, and
we
can make
a
change.
And when you think about childhood diabetes coming up, the level, the numbers of children with diabetes, and it's you know, that's pretty scary, you know, when you think about
it.
And
a lot of that is related to weight.
right, exactly. And number one drink, should be water.
Water. Yeah.
You would think.
And
number
in
one
our
drink
country,
should be water.
Yeah. And teaching our children.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Teaching them that half of their body weight in water a day, ounces.
Yeah.
You know? And I know people, sad to say, that reach for the diet pop instead.
Right.
And it's like, really? No, drink water.
Soda.
Not judging.
Soda has become, I think, and I do have some stats on this somewhere, but soda, if I remember right, is the drink of choice in our country. It is the most consumed beverage.
So we don't
consume
it here.
And it's so bad for you. And so that's one of the first things I help people with is, okay, so what are you drinking? Because if it's not water or herbal tea or water with lemon, I mean, there's lots of options. Let's start there.
Yeah. What are some of your favorite water recipes?
I am a sparkling water girl. I love, I have a little machine that just makes sparkling water, so I don't have to buy the plastic bottles. It's called a SodaStream.
Right.
And so I make sparkling water and drink quite a lot of it. I don't often put things in it, but I do like it with cucumber or lime, lemon. Sometimes a little mint is good. I don't know
right.
if you've ever tried that.
Yes, and all of them together, actually. That's
yeah.
good
uh-huh. And for a special
yeah.
treat, sometimes I add a little bit of tart cherry juice or a little coconut water.
Oh,
so,
yes. Yes, yeah. I love coconut water. I absolutely
yeah.
love it. It's an acquired taste, but
I know.
Absolutely love it. You
yeah,
know, I do. I absolutely love it. My first taste, we were in St. Lucia, and they got some down off the tree and then took the top off and said, here, have a drink. And I was like, wow, that is awesome.
Mm.
That really is incredible. You know, very,
yeah.
very, I mean, that's like the freshest way to get it is right off the tree. But,
mm-hmm.
you know, I drink a lot of water. I do drink a little bit of, I do drink some, like 16 ounces a day of water flavored with coffee. But outside of that,
mm-hmm.
you know, 2 cups. So outside mm-hmm. of my water flavored with coffee, the rest of the day is just, you know, regular water, or I'll make a pitcher mm-hmm. with, you know, sliced cucumber and lime, or sliced cucumber mm-hmm. and lemon and mint. You know, I don't
mm-hmm.
have I don't have a soda stream, and I love sparkling water. I do. I love
mm-hmm.
Perrier.
Mm-hmm.
And I love Perrier's lemon. And then somebody has a sparkling mm-hmm. raspberry flavored water. Raspberry water.
Ooh.
Which is good.
That sounds,
you know,
yummy.
That's good. That is yummy. Yes. Now, those are, I think, some things that people, you know, really would benefit from incorporating into their lifestyle, upping their
mm-hmm.
water intake, because, you know, it's going to pull it from all the organs, you know, because it needs it to survive.
Yeah.
But, all right.
Mm-hmm.
So we I want to just flip really quick here, because I know that you do so many things, and I get tired just reading, you know, seriously, how busy you are. All right.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So when we were, you also, you knit and you ski. Is it cross country, downhill, or both?
I like to downhill ski, skate ski, and backcountry ski.
All right, so what's...
So those are three
skiing?
Totally different things, but...
Yeah, I've never even heard of skate skiing.
Yeah, it's now an Olympic sport, but skate skiing is... It's a form of cross-country skiing, only you do
uh-huh.
on groomed trails.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. I guess
yeah.
I should watch more television. I have never heard of
that. Well, I only watch the Olympics, but... yeah. No, skate skiing is
all
a
right.
beautiful, wonderful sport.
Yeah, it sounds like it. I will have to maybe pick that up this winter because, you know, I like cross country, but it's been years
mm-hmm.
since I've done it. But that sounds like that's a lot more fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, cycling. Do you race?
I
or
used
do you
to.
Just cycle for fun?
I don't race anymore. I'm
mm-hmm.
just a recreational cyclist, and I like to mountain bike and road bike.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Yeah, and what is it Pio?
Pio is, it's a group exercise class format that uses yoga and Pilates in more of a high energy form. So it's not, I don't like to confuse people, it's not a meditative sort of workout. It's
mm-hmm.
it's a little more like a boot camp on a mat with using the yoga and Pilates as the backdrop for all the exercises, yeah.
Right. Yoga, I think, is, you know, more meditative. Pilates, I've
mm-hmm.
never found that to be meditative. That I've found to be
yeah.
pretzel bending, you know.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah, yeah. Especially when you're working muscles that you haven't worked in a long time. You know,
all those
and right now you teach Pio.
Yes,
is that right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Do you teach them in a storefront? Do you teach them on? Do you offer online classes? You know, where like via Skype or anything like that.
What I do currently is I teach PIO in a group format. And actually, you're right. I know that there are instructors that do their instruction via Skype, and you just gave me an idea.
Yay! Because then I can find out someone, because I'm in Illinois and you're in California, right?
Oh, I'm in Hood River, Oregon.
Oh, beautiful part of the country.
Yeah,
gorgeous
it
part
is.
Of the country.
Yeah. Yeah,
now, that's
truly.
Lucky. That is. That's very, very lucky to be there. Now, okay, so that would be fun. So if you do that, you'll let me know, right, if you decide to do online classes, because I would like to find out what this PIO is. I have not heard of it. I don't know if there's anybody here that teaches it. And if they do, it's probably all the way into Chicago. So, and I'm pretty far from Chicago. So that would be, you know, not worth my time. But if you did it online, that would be worth my time. Because then it's kind of like, even though it's in a group, it's still one-on-one.
Yes. Yes, you're right.
You know?
It would have that same feel.
Right. So that would be cool. All right. You look into that and let me know what you find. Because I think that would be... I would
absolutely.
Love to know what this class is like. So, and then you also are a coach with Vera Heart. Is that correct?
Yes, that's correct.
All right, and what aspect of coaching do you do with Vera Heart?
Well, Vera Heart offers coaching to individuals, small groups, and now they're really looking at corporate coaching.
Mm-hmm.
And so my role with Vera Heart is wherever I'm needed, and I can teach any of their, or I can coach any of their modalities, from
mm-hmm.
hope to happiness to conflict resolution to love. They've got different modules based on whether it's an individual requesting the coaching or a small group requesting the coaching, or if it's a corporation requesting the coaching. So I am willing and available to do whatever work is needed.
Awesome. Do you know what I just popped in my head? We were talking earlier about health and the different aspects that your health fitness coaching can benefit. And I know that there's hospitals here that have different types of speakers groups or speakers, and then they will have their employees come, and their employees bring their family members. That might be a really good avenue for...
Right.
You know, if you're not already doing that, or if Vera Heart's not already doing that, I mean, that would be something that would be like taking that medicine to the next level, I think. Cool.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's a really good, I'm not doing that, and I don't believe Vera Heart is either, not to my knowledge.
Okay.
So, yeah,
well,
those are really great ideas.
Yeah, we need to be the change we want to see, you know.
That's right.
And I would love to see medicine go to its next paradigm, you know, to its what next. And it's getting there, just not. You know, it's the 21st century. You know, when I was in grade school back in the 60s, it was where we're, you know, how old are you going to be in the year 2000, and what's life going to be like? You know, so I figured George Jetson flying cars, and you know, and we're not there yet.
Right.
You know,
no.
And you think of Star Trek and all the things that they did, and as far as healing, and it's like, oh, well, why don't we have that now? You know, because
mm-hmm.
that would be really, you know, that would be incredible to have those types of things. I know we have, you know, robotic, you know, the Da Vinci and all different types of robots that assist or perform surgery, and that's, you know, exciting and fun, but I think something going back to basics would be
mm-hmm.
incredible, truly incredible,
mm-hmm.
and working with the things that you do, the types of things that you personally do, and help a new generation of kids, you know, or teens into,
yeah.
you know, into a really strong, confident way to first believe in themselves and second make healthier food choices.
Yeah, right. It's I love the idea too of addressing families. You know, do it as a community, do it as a family, make
right.
change together, work as a team. It just makes it so much easier and so much more fun.
Right. Yeah, and then it keeps everybody on the same page. You know.
Yep. That's
there's
right.
nobody,
and if there's that built-in accountability.
Right. Right. Now, I did find something that is, you know, I read something earlier today that said money can't buy happiness, but it can buy you chocolate, and that's kind of the same thing. And I just thought, yeah. That's really, really good. But I, you know, and I, you know, and if I drink coffee, I use, you know, stevia in the raw, and I don't like any of the other packet stuff, but it's plant-based, and so I figure that's good for me. But I finally found chocolate that's made with stevia, dark chocolate or milk chocolate, and I say, ooh, yummy. And so
yeah.
I can have my milk-free chocolate, you know, and it comes like in a, it comes like a Hershey brick, you know, the different little, so all you need is an itty-bitty square, and you are really, really good. You know, you don't need
that's the
like
truth
a
about
whole
lots
lot.
Of things.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah,
but
a little
chocolate,
bit can go a long way.
Right, right. But usually chocolate is, you know, it screams. It screams, Karen, you know. You must have me in your daily diet. It's its own food group, you know. So I was going to behave like that, then I was searching and searching until I found, you know, something that was, you know, a healthier choice, you know. So I was happy about that. But, again, it's made with stevia, and it's just chocolate and stevia, and that's it. You know,
sounds
and dark chocolate.
Very, very good.
Yeah, dark chocolate is even better because it's you get all the antioxidants and everything else that go along with, you know, pure, unadulterated chocolate, you know, like that. So, you know, so I'm like, oh, this is good stuff. Everybody needs to eat this.
That's right.
Because,
you're a good
you know,
person.
Right? I'm telling
yeah.
you. You know, because it's not, you know, when you talk about health and fitness and wellness, you know, people tend to think diet. And I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't want to do anything that has the word die in it. I just
yeah.
don't want to. And it really isn't a diet. I mean, eating, you need to sustain your life. So it's not about dieting. It's about lifestyle. It's really lifestyle choice, right?
That's
and
right.
Getting back
That's
to
exactly
basics
right.
with, right. You know, it's not a diet. There is no one-size-fits-all, you know. If that were true, one diet alone on the planet would work for everybody. And because everybody
yes.
is different, we metabolize differently. You know, the body is a virtual chemical producing factory, if you will. And how I metabolize food is going to be way different than the way you metabolize it. And how my body stores
That's right.
it or uses it is going to be different than you and different from this person and that person, you know. So there's thousands of different, I mean, the diet industry is a multi-billion dollar industry, and, you know, things work maybe for a little bit, but if after you lose your weight, right, wouldn't you agree, if you don't stick with what you were doing that was working and you go back to what you did, then isn't that defeating the whole purpose of everything?
That's right. That's right. That's why what I teach, too, is the same, lifestyle change, behavior change, because when people take on a specific eating plan that's real restricted or isn't, doesn't resonate with them in regards to how they would want to eat for the rest of their life, they're not going to stay with it longer than this short period of time. And not only that, we train our bodies to, when people restrict their calories, their bodies go into that, I'm sure people have heard this, that hibernation kind of a mode where, where your body just starts clinging to every little scrap, and that slows your metabolism and is very counterproductive to maintaining weight loss. You might lose weight initially, but you don't maintain that.
Right.
So that is, I'm in a complete consensus there that really what I see works is lifestyle change with a clean, lean, healthy eating plan, and one that people, that might be a little tough at first because they're not used to it, but once they stick with that for a bit, they feel so much better. It's like, oh, I see why this is a lifestyle change, because now I don't want a donut.
Right.
I want my green drink in the morning or whatever, you know, my my scrambled egg, or, you know, people make changes like that and realize that, because some of the benefits have to do with weight loss and maintaining weight loss, but there's so many other benefits that come to the surface over time. And that's why I don't believe in diets either, and I certainly wouldn't counsel my clients to be on a diet.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
You know, and do you find, and do your clients find that once that they've gotten over the hump with the diet choices, that their taste buds begin to change?
Absolutely.
Right? And then, you know, like fatty, greasy foods, like, you know, I used to love to get chip-faced. Oh, my gosh. You know, like a bag of potato chips was like my I love them. I don't even like them anymore. They just
it is funny how it changes.
They just taste disgusting to me.
Yeah, yep.
You know?
Certainly when you've been on a certain path for a while, your body really starts to want those yummy green or orange or whatever color you're choosing with your fresh fruits and veggies. And the same with proteins, the protein choices you make, et cetera. And so it is, again, been my experience that once people have made the change and have been with this new lifestyle for 16 to 24 weeks is how long it takes to create a new habit.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not as fast as people initially were promoting. 21 days is really not true. So, but that said, once you've been on this plan for a while, it becomes what you want, what your body craves, because that's really how your body can perform at its best.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Because it's able to better absorb all the nutrients that it needs in order to thrive, not just
That's
exist.
That's correct. That's right.
Right.
That's correct.
Right.
Yeah.
So, with as far as your when you do these in workshops, these are then person to person, in small groups in person, or again, do you do these also via Skype?
So my workshop formula to date has been for small businesses or organizations or nonprofits or corporations, and it's always been live.
I
haven't done a Skype workshop, but it would be very easy to because Skype is so prevalent and user-friendly. I mean, I could present to a Skype camera or I can present to a group. So for me to do the work in that manner would be something I haven't done before, but I'd be really comfortable with it. I've certainly done enough with Skype in the past.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And now, I mean, nowadays people are really familiar with that format too. I think, in the past 2 to 3 years, just the way we do business has changed so much that kind of, you know, getting training when it's not in person is no
right.
longer considered kind of different or odd or maybe not as effective. I think what we know is it works really well.
Right, right, right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I work with clients as far as hypnosis over the phone, and who would have thought that you didn't have to be there?
Right.
You know? It's like, it's amazing to me at, you know, I prefer them in person so I can watch and see, you know, what's going on.
Yeah.
But I'm comfortable over the phone. But I just think with everything that you offer, it is, you know, and if you're going to do the PIO, you might as on Skype, you might as well offer
That's right. Well, I will tell you that when I'm working with clients with my 6, 12, or 18-week curriculum, most of my clients are remote. Not all, but most. So I definitely do that work. Yeah, I definitely do that work via Skype or an email and texting.
Right.
Yeah, and again, I even have clients who are local, but because their lives are so busy, they just prefer that format rather than having to show up someplace at a specific time. You know, they would much rather just give me a call, or I call them, or we do a Skype call. And sometimes timing is also part of that. People are no longer available between 9 and 5 business hours because they're already working or doing whatever it is they do. So I've also found that what can be really helpful is my time flexibility and being able to meet people where they are, whether it's Pacific time or Central time or Eastern time, and that helps facilitate people getting what they need.
Right. And, you know, and I heard a startling statistic not too long ago about the we're changing the way that we work, and there are more people working from home that are more productive than when they're in an office environment, you know. So like I don't know if they call them satellite offices or, you know, remote office, but you're actually working for a corporation, but you're not at the corporation, you know, you're able to work from home. And I think that, you know, leads just, you know, to the next level with, you know, not that people, you know, I would never want to hope that people never have to leave their house again, you know, because it is nice. Because, I mean, when you think about how we communicate now, you know, it's a text or it's an email. I mean, the art of handwriting, the curse of writing, they're talking about taking out of school, and I'm like, what? No. You know? And, you know, when I think about how, you know, little interaction the majority of people have with one-on-one or picking up a phone and calling or writing a letter or sending a card and to how where we have come, you know. But since more people are working from home, this would also, you know, be, I think, benefit add for businesses that have, you know, those remote employees as well, you know, to help them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because if you're,
I agree.
You tend to sit in your, when you're at your, when you're at your desk, you sit there, you know, a lot.
Yes.
You know, so getting up and moving and that type of thing isn't necessarily, does not necessarily go with the benefit of working from home. You know, that there is, you're much more, I would think, I don't know for sure, but I would think you would be tied more to your desk, your computer, logging in, logging out, you know, and being on a visible end on the boss's end to prove that you're being productive. I don't know, but I don't know, I would just think that this, again, would be something, another benefit add for some of your corporate clients, you know, for those that work from home, you know.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
What a cool person you are. You really are.
Oh,
so we
thank
played
you.
Phone tag, email tag, and finally got to connect.
Yes.
When the show is starting, so I can't, truthfully, I'm like, yay, I get to talk to you.
Great.
You know, it's
it's been a pleasure.
It's such a pleasure to speak with you. And I know that you're, you know, very busy and, you know, with all of these different things and planning and plus your new thing with Vera Hart and with all of that. And so to carve out this amount of time, I cannot tell you that I truly do appreciate your time. And we have less than 10 minutes on the clock. Now, I had given out your website earlier, and it's www.health-fitness-coaching.com.
Just coach.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Is it
coach.com?
Oh, coach.com. Shame on me because I have coaching.
Oh, it's fine.
Oh, it is?
No worries.
Well,
and the other thing, too, is if people Google my name, Lori Bagley,
right.
it will come up.
Oh,
yes,
okay.
It's healthfitnesscoach.com.
Okay. Awesome.
And I also have a blog at .net. What's that?
I said it does come up under coaching.
Oh, good. Okay. So
yeah, I'm looking right at it.
Web guy did a good job.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, yes. No, the beautiful site. What summit are we looking at? Or what mountain top? You're
That's
up with
Everest.
The gods there.
Yes, I am.
Yeah. Mm. So they can go to your website, health-fitness-coaching, or coach.com, and they can learn about you, check out your services as a personal fitness coach, as well as employee wellness. They can see some pictures of the different summits that you've climbed, and hugely impressive. And let's talk about the book. Also, on your link for the show, I did put on your show when it comes up on the All About You show, your episode also has a link to your book, Summit.
Oh, thank you.
Yes, yeah, and I'm going to get this book myself. I want to read it, and so I have an Amazon link up on there. But can you tell us a little bit about the book?
Sure. I was asked to write that book, actually, when I got back from Everest, and, you know, initially I kind of toyed with, is it an adventure story or do I want it to be something else? And what I landed on was writing something that might inspire, encourage, truly help people accomplish whatever their big dream is. So my book is really about getting clear on what your big dream is and taking it from that dream to a goal and its fruition, and kind of a step-by-step process on how to do that. And I wove in Everest stories, my experience around how I got ready for Everest, what happened when I was up there, all the things that could have derailed me, and what it was that kept me in the game. And then what happened when I returned. Because I think that my experience really is the same kind of thing that happens to anybody when they take on something that feels big to them, but they want it. They just don't quite know maybe how to go about it. And I just really encourage people, it's all about small steps and not skipping a thing. There's no shortcuts. There's usually no easy way to get to that place that you want to get to if it's something that really matters to you. And there's so many areas like that for people. Could be painting or music or finishing college or landing that job or creating a cohesive family. I mean, whatever it is, the book can help anybody get to where they want to go in a very, I think, simple. I don't think it's ever easy, but I think it can be simple as long as you're willing to do the work.
Right. And take the first step.
Yeah. That's right. Take the first step and then keep taking them, even if it's
right.
only one a day. I had somebody say something to me that was so true right before I went over there to climb. He said, you know, Lori, just remember, all you ever have to do is take the next step. And that's how I climb. I don't ever think about the top. Sometimes all I can think about is the next, like, 30 seconds because either you're exhausted or it's really dangerous or, I mean, there's a lot of reasons. And it's that way with anybody. Sometimes we can only take the very next step towards our goal. And sometimes we can take 30 that day. It just depends. And so that's kind of the premise of how I coach people and move them towards where they want to go. Just keep that momentum going, keep taking all those little steps, and they do build on one another.
Yes, they truly do. They
yeah.
do. And let's see. And do you want to give out email and or phone number while I have you?
Absolutely. So I can be reached at Lori Bagley, my name, Lori Bagley, LauriE, B as in boy, AGLEY, at gmail.com. And my contact is 541-399-7226. And that's also on my website. So it's perfectly fine to email me or call me for any reason.
Absolutely. Just ask, just ask some questions, right?
Yes.
And
yep.
did you say that was Lori.Bagley at gmail?
No, Lori Bagley.
Lori Bagley, no dot in the middle. Sorry
yep.
about that.
Yeah, no worries. All one word, yeah.
At gmail.com, and that's LauriEBagley at gmail.com, and Lori's phone number is area code 541-399-7226.
Correct.
Now, I really, again, and I've said this a lot, and I don't mean to be redundant, but I truly do appreciate having you on tonight. You are a absolute inspiration to me, and I am sure to people who are listening to this live or those that will come and listen to it in the archive, and I wish you continued success in every single endeavor, and I really do want to know about that pile quest. I wasn't kidding about that.
Okay, that sounds great. Well,
Karen
really appreciate
is
your
a
time
nag
too,
until
Karen.
She gets her pile.
And I look forward to meeting you in person. I know our day will come.
Yes,
so,
it will.
Yeah. So thanks so much, and I will contact you about pile. I think we can arrange a Skype class.
That would be fun.
I think that
would be an absolute riot. And are you going to be climbing any mountain anytime soon?
No, you know what? I guided after Everest for a few years and realized that because it requires so much time and time away internationally, et cetera, my daughter just needed me at home a bit more. So, you know, the mountains are going to be there.
Right.
And she's going to grow up. In fact, I have
yes.
one more year. So I just decided, you know what? I'm not going to guide right now. I'm going to put this little habit, pleasure, joy of mine on hold for a little bit. And when
right.
the time is right, I'll go back to it. And I've climbed a lot. So it's not like I'm missing out.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Any plans in the future for Machu Picchu?
Maybe. Yep, that's on my bucket list. I haven't done it yet, and it's certainly one that I would love to visit.
Me too. I am with you on that one for sure. So when you plan, let me know, and I will co-plan Machu Picchu with
okay.
you. Because that's one
that, sounds great.
That is definitely on my bucket list. I hear it's a crystal mountain.
Yeah.
The whole mountain is a crystal. I don't know for sure,
yeah.
but I need to check it out. But
yeah.
in any event, Lori, thank you again for your time. It's been an
yeah.
absolute pleasure, and I hope you come back mm-hmm. again, all right?
Sounds great, Karen. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, darling. You
okay.
have a great night.
All right. Okay.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Take care. All right. Bye-bye. All right. And thank everybody for listening tonight. It's been a lot of fun. We learned a lot. Lori Bagley, you can find her online at www.health-fitness-coaching.com. Check out her book, Summit, and I think you'll be impressed. I'm going to order that for myself. If you're on Twitter or Facebook and you're listening, first five DMs or messages that I get, I will get you one of these books so that you can read it, all right? All right, guys, thanks so much. Don't forget next week, same time, same channel. Hang tight till then.